Blog Talk Radio.
In a Sight Nursing Home program tonight, live all over the world. And tonight, we're going to talk about the people who work in the nursing homes. And many of those people try to do a good job and can't because of the way the system is, because people don't belong in nursing homes. Now, the solution that we have, as we sent out on the Twitter and all that, turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. Let the people who are currently working in the nursing homes have first choice of a job to help people in their own homes, keep them safe, a lot more than they could ever do in a nursing home. So in that way, people who work in the nursing homes would be helped and have a much better situation. Now, let me give you one big example of that. With our idea, where the agencies would come in and be mandated to raise money and you know, with the whole idea of keeping people safely in their own homes, one of the biggest pluses, I guess there's a word like that, pluses, would be the Volunteers for Freedom, where a private fund would be set up and all the workers that work for a person in their own home to keep them safe and give them what they need could be rewarded by donating hours where they wouldn't get paid, but they would be rewarded financially in terms of, you know, paying one of their bills in accordance with how many hours they would donate, could pay the mortgage, pay the car insurance, you know, one particular item per month, let's say. If they donated X amount of time, that would all have. You don't get that in a nursing home. You never will. It's impossible to help people the way they need it in a nursing home because of the very nature of the way it's set up. Too many people, not enough staff members, and staff members that are being put upon and rushed to spend less time with people and get to the other person, and you know, and that causes stress and many times accidents. So we want to eliminate all that and at the same time eliminate nursing homes. As we said last night, there's at least 30 million people in this country plus, who don't want nursing homes. The threat of a nursing home hanging over your head is one of the most horrible things that you got to live with when you're disabled. So we propose turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. Yeah, you're going to have to create a new law, new way of doing things. And the law should be, the emphasis should be on keeping a person in their own home. If they have to go to a hospital for treatment, that's a whole different story. But that hospital would not be affiliated with a nursing home because the nursing home won't damn ass be there.
Right.
And that's how the system should operate. Now, if a person is in an accident, a car accident, whatever, and they get injured, need rehabilitation, They go to a rehab place. The problem there is that place is connected with a nursing home. And instead of helping the person to improve their mobility and all that and get well and get out and maybe get a job or a different kind of job, you have people who are trying to push those people into a nursing home. They should get the care they need in their own home.
Well,
if they need continued rehabilitation help, the agencies should be dedicated to that. They can make money on it.
Yes, they can. A lot, too.
So that's the inner sight idea, how to help the workers in the nursing homes. Get them into a better environment, a better place, a person's home.
Okay.
Where the person belongs and where they're safer and worry as much about catching an infection or disease or whatever. A lot safer in your own home. Because you don't have to have strangers coming in that you don't even know. People come in off the street in the nursing home. They come to visit somebody. You don't know what they got.
That's true. You know, it reminded me when I was younger that...
I can hardly hear you. Your phone is no good. I can hardly hear you.
Is that better?
No, I can hardly hear you.
Oh, darn.
You got a dial.
Guess what?
There, now you're good.
I'm good, okay.
Right
well,
there.
What happened was, you can hear me? Okay. Listen, when I was younger, I went into rehabilitation to get me stronger because I had a surgery and it literally wiped out all of my energy. So what they did is they put me into the rehabilitation for the umpteenth time, but it was so different. It's so different. You had things that would help people. I used to volunteer for a rehab and I would speak to the support group and I would say, listen, you have to do this when you go out. You have to do this when you go out. I kept listing the things that they needed to do, and if they were uncomfortable, they could have, you know, brought it to me, and I would have, you know, said, oh, that's, you know, nothing big deal.
Yeah, if they get out, if they don't get pushed into a nursing home.
Now it's like that. Years ago, it wasn't. It was only a rehab, and it was a standing rehabilitation in a hospital. That's an acute rehabilitation. But I wasn't an acute patient at that time.
So they made it worse.
Yes, they did. Much worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it wasn't affiliated with a nursing home, why the hell didn't they leave it that way?
Thank you.
They didn't have us in mind when they made it that way, did they?
Nope.
They had the money in mind. That's why they changed.
And that's worse. It hasn't done
for
worse.
The damn money.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue, 609-388-7004, adopting Akita, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, Tom Driven, New Jersey. And we're brought to you by Kennedy Realty here in Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. Mr. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. And we thank him for his support of Inner Sight. Brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, right here in Suffolk County. Go to their website. I don't know what their next event is. I'll have to find out. But go to their website. Oh, it's probably going to be the Halloween
dash or something.
Party or whatever it is.
Yeah.
All right. When you're up on the website, look for the phone number we have posted for people who would like to help get rid of these nursing homes. We need people to help us. We need people to go out and get names on the petition. All right? You don't have to have money to do this. In fact, if you get donations while you're out there, and we're going to trust that you're honest, you get donations while you're out there, you know, you can donate half to Inner Sight and the other half goes to you.
Yeah. We're honest that way. Not many.
So there you can maybe, you know, when you go out to sign a petition, you don't ask people for money. People are going to say to you, can I make a donation?
Mm-hmm.
That's the magic word. Then
you're not
soliciting.
Yeah.
Once they say that to you, you're not soliciting.
That's right.
And you thank them and direct them toward the petition. You know, you have to have a phone where they can see the thing, or an iPad or whatever you got.
Yes.
So the number, 631-487-2038. I'll repeat that. If you want to help with the nursing home thing and possibly get some donations at the same time. 631-487-2038. We were going to have a committee, but it didn't work out. I think this way is better.
I think
anyone, anyone out there who's trying to keep a person out of a nursing home, you know, it would be perfect for you to sign the petition and get your friends to sign. Also,
it would be.
If you can, if you call us and you know, we'll try to put together a fundraiser to help you keep your loved one out of the nursing home.
That's right.
The other agencies won't do that.
No, they won't.
We're the only one that'll try to do that. And believe me, we don't have the money to do it.
I wish we did.
So there's
that'd
the help
people.
That we're offering. And the only way this system is going to change is people who don't want the nursing homes start doing something about it.
That's right.
All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by Inner Sight, which is, Inner Sight means freedom, Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090 is our phone number. And all the beautiful children of the world, Avanti Oquindo, Corey Foster, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, all children who have perished too early in life, and Ali Campbell, we salute and remember all the beautiful children of the world. Go an extra mile for a child, reminds you. All right. Hey, you need dog food, cat food? Here's the number to call, 631-484-3085. Need help for your animal? Same number, 631-484-3085. Talk to Gary. Nobody Starved on Long Island is the name of his company, and we thank him for it. All right, Inner Sight Nursing Home Show, brought to you by the Third Eye Insight, I should say. Third Eye Insight, Devin Fernandez. You want to learn how to protect yourself, stay in good shape. 631-445-3464. Again, 631-445-3464, Third Eye Insight, Devin Fernandez. How many workers in this country go to work every day in a nursing home? And they're good people. They want to do a good job. And they get so damn frustrated that a lot of them quit.
Yeah.
They don't want to be in a place like that. And you can't blame them.
No, it's very depressing. Very. It's like people just threw out people. That's what it's like.
Yeah, here I am, a nurse. I went to school, studied, you know, and for years. I'm good at what I do. And you stick me in a place like this, overcrowded. People
very little help.
Can't get help. People lose their, they take your money, take your home. How can you help somebody? How can you help somebody if you know that that person is there to die? And you're supposed to help
them. Right?
It's a contradiction.
More than a contradiction. More.
It's a contradiction of life. And it has to affect those people who are there to try to help that person. That's why a lot of people quit.
Oh, yeah.
816-1650 if you want to call in, if you're in a nursing home or you know of anyone, or if you're concerned about going to a nursing home. How many millions of people live on the edge with that are rejected by the independent living services because they don't meet the criteria to stay out?
That's right.
That's another stupid thing, that criteria.
the criteria should
be keep the person in their own home.
Mm-hmm.
What were you going to say?
I said the criteria is very steep in terms of what you need to be able to qualify for some of these programs that keep you out of a nursing home. I'm experiencing it right now because I'm trying to get into the TBI waiver program, which is the traumatic brain injury, which I had many, many times. I was once in a car accident, once in, and my brain sort of is experiencing, you know, that now when I got older, that my, you know, that's the only reason why I'm qualify for the brain injury program. So it's kind of rough when you know you qualify one way or another, but you're not getting the care that you need. That's the problem right now. You know,
yeah, but let's clarify this. They only keep you out to a certain extent.
That's correct.
Come along, and they want to put you in a nursing home. These agencies are not going to come forward and fight for you.
No, they're not.
They're going to testify for the state.
That's right. They want to keep their license. That's all.
What about the other thing? How many people go to the independent living centers? And a lot of them are good places. I know they try. But how many people go there and are accepted? We heard about one recently, and then rejected.
Yeah.
Now that person is a step closer to a nursing home.
That's the truth.
Obviously didn't meet the criteria.
These
programs are set up in the same way that the system is set up. It's a half-assed situation.
Sure is.
Because they want to get control of what little you have.
Because I was
and
so verbose.
And we're trying to find out. I think I mentioned this before. It's worth mentioning again. We're trying to find out if it's legal for the nursing home to take your Social Security check. There seems
very,
to be some question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to call tomorrow and see if anything. I tried to call Social Security the other day, and waiting on the phone is so stupid and ridiculous. I finally had to get off the line.
know what you do? They have a callback. They have a callback. You could have them.
Not on.
Not
when I was on the line, it didn't.
Oh wow.
Nothing about a callback.
They got rid of that now too. Okay.
Got rid of that too.
God help me.
Oh, this president has made everything worse for us.
I think
he just gave millions of dollars.
Generals made everything worse.
Yeah, he just gave millions of dollars in grants to electric car makers. People that have billions and billions of dollars. How come there's no grant to get rid of a nursing home?
Or get rid of what? Everything and do the whole ADA all over again, including everybody. That would be a lot better.
Yeah, but take one thing at a time.
I know. I'm
talking about the nursing homes right now.
Down the line.
I can't hear you. You went off again.
I don't know why.
Now you're good.
Better?
Stay there.
Well, I have my head twisted and my arm up in the air now. Sorry.
Well,
I'm
now,
you,
now we can hear you.
Good.
There should be a grant in this country for people who want to work to get rid of nursing homes. That should be part of the freedom of this country, and it isn't.
Yeah, it isn't, no.
Because there are over 30 million people who want to get rid of them.
That's true.
That's a big chunk, and even more when you start counting the relatives and the people who have to pay the Medicaid and Medicare and all that for the nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the number goes way up.
It does, yes.
But you know, you know that at least you've got the 30 million disabled who don't want it, elderly and disabled.
That's right.
So the politician, you see, now here's another phony thing. The politicians claim that numbers have power, right? If all those
right.
people don't want nursing homes, why the hell don't they get rid of them?
That's right.
Because their attitude toward us sucks.
That's
it's horrible.
That's very true. Yeah.
That's what it is.
Mhm.
And that's why it's a tremendous uphill fight.
Well, you know what bothers me is how they treat people with disabilities. They treat them like they're substandard, and it in their eyes, if they're substandard, they treat them very nasty, very, you know, upsetting. Now, I don't condone that in any shape or form, and I find it very offensive when they treat you like a second-class citizen, and that's really bothering me a lot sometimes when I hear the way in which they treat
people.
Well,
that's why they have nursing homes.
That's right. They want to get rid
of
people,
that's
all. Yeah.
That's where they put those people.
Yeah, that's right.
That they treat like that.
Mm-hmm.
So Inner Sight is determined not only to remove the threat of nursing homes
mm-hmm.
from the millions of disabled, but help the people who work in them.
Yeah,
now,
of course.
Every nurse, every worker
mm-hmm.
should
mm-hmm.
get behind our cause, have the right
yep.
to freedom of speech. They have the right to sign a petition. They should sign
mm-hmm.
it. Because that
That's
petition
right.
is not going to hurt you. It's going to
no.
help you. We're not saying fire
yeah.
all the workers, get rid of them.
No. Mm-mm.
We're saying bring them up to a better level where they can
I
be
agree
better
with that.
Nurses
mm-hmm.
and home health care.
My aide told me yesterday that you know she's working temporarily in a nursing home because she is not getting enough hours in the new agency that I'm with. They're not giving her
sure.
the proper amount of hours. So she said to me, I have 20 to 1, so 20 patients to one person, and she's the night shift. And she asked her, she said, I have to skip people. There's nobody else there, and if they're not going to the bathroom, then I got to skip them because I don't have – they don't have enough staff. 20 people to one person. That is horrible. Horrible.
Oh, yeah. That's typical.
Yeah.
It's typical of what happened.
And I was in that nursing home, and I found at that time when I started to get to know people, I was in it twice. And let me tell you, the second time was worse than the first time because I got dropped from the Hoyer lift in that nursing home. And then, you know, everybody was watching me on the floor, which I was not dressed. It was so embarrassing and so humiliating.
You should have sued the ass off of
it. I should have, yeah.
It's too easy on these people.
Years ago. I am.
Should have called the police and let them take a report, and should have sued the ass off of them.
Mm-hmm. Now on, I'm not passing go on that, because I really, if somebody says to me, God forbid you have to go to a nursing home, I'm not. They're going to have to stand on their head before they get me to go there. Not even. They're trying
all
to
right,
make
in a sight.
Now, this is. Let me explain to everybody, Frank. They're trying to make nursing homes with smaller sizes so people can help other people on a limited, like, budget. Just imagine how many nursing homes they'll have to make to meet the demand of the
That's
population.
That's not going to help people.
No, it
That's
isn't.
Not going to help people.
Not at all. Mm-mm.
You know why? They're still going to take away their apartments, their living places. They're still going to take
That's
their
right.
money. They're still going to give
That's
them
right.
crap food.
I got crap food when I was in there, and I decided I'd eat Chinese food every night. And it worked because I tasted, you know, better. I was losing weight like crazy until I started eating the Chinese food, and I started maintaining my weight as opposed to losing tremendous amount of weight on their program. You know?
They'll never make the nursing homes right because the nursing homes are abnormal. They don't belong there. People don't belong in them.
And they
People
call it
belong
a nursing home.
It.
That bothers me too. It's not a home. It really isn't. Home is home to me.
People
you know,
belong in their own home.
Yes, they do. If their family doesn't want to see them anymore because they don't like the fact that they're degenerating in front of their eyes, just put them in an apartment and we'll set up the home care, and that's it. Don't have to deal with it anymore.
Well,
that's
if we have
I'm...
the means. Well, hold it. We can't do that now.
No.
You're talking about in the future.
Yes, I am.
We have the means to do it.
That's right.
There are other agencies that could do it and aren't.
That's right.
You know?
That's
I wish they'd join with us
try to get, you know,
and start raising the money.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can get the word out.
That's right.
About these damn places.
I said to
so
myself,
that more people
I don't care.
Will sign our petition.
Yeah, no. As long as it gets done, I don't care what they even call me. They call me the nursing home destroyer. Go right ahead. I don't care. You know, because it's terrible the way they are treating people. And if I'm going to, you know, help them, you know, in one way, but if the people are saying, you know, wanting something entirely different, I have to follow what the people want. Like getting rid of the nursing homes, everybody wants from what I've been talking to people. And they just, you know, they say to me, oh, I don't like my loved one being in there, but what choice do I have? You have choices. Yeah, you do. Just have to educate, unfortunately.
Well, you don't have a
choice
if you don't
education.
Have the money.
That's true, too.
Hold it. You only have a choice if you have the money. If you don't have the money, you don't have a choice.
No, you don't.
How are you going to take care of the
That's
person?
True. Yeah, right? And I'll tell you, it gets very wearing on the person who is either, you know, in the nursing home and also the caretaker. It gets very wearing on that person, the family member, and that's why they submit to give them into the nursing homes. All they have to do is now say, okay, if I had accessibility, follow what they're saying and why they didn't keep them at home, and then provide it. Provide what they need. That's what
the
really
state
needs to
knows
happen.
That most people do not have the means to keep their loved one at home
if
they wanted to. Mm-hmm. They wait around for that person to run out of money
and rot,
or whatever they need to help, and then boom, that's when they come down on them and
it
put
starts
the person
in the hospital too.
In
when you're in the hospital, it starts there. Really,
sure.
It does. Because they're physical therapists. I'm gonna give people a little hint, okay? If the physical therapist comes to you, that's okay. Some of them are genuine in what they're doing. But others, you got to be careful. If they're evaluating you for rehabilitation, and I'm going to put that in my own quotation marks, because rehabilitation can be done on an acute facility, not a subacute facility, and then you go home. Okay, that's what happened with me when I did one of my rehabilitation stays in 2010, Frank. I was able to go home because it was a true
Well, you were
rehab.
Lucky you had a home.
Yeah, that's true.
How many people get into that situation and they lose their home?
I know.
That's
luckily,
when they push them into the
anything.
Damn nursing home.
Right. And then my husband said to me, I will sit down and build you a ramp in the backyard until we get the town to put a lift up, and this way you could come home. All right, so he finished that, and then they wouldn't come over here to evaluate the situation, what it looked like and all of that. Basically, they wanted to keep me in the nursing home. I went from the rehab area to the long-term area. It is a huge difference in the way in which you get care. I hated it with a passion. Yeah, it was disgusting.
Well, if you have a place to go and people to help you, you got more of a chance to fight them.
Yeah. I was in, let's see.
But most people don't have.
When I first started that 10 years ago, I was in my mid-40s. Okay, I'm 55 the end of this year. And let me tell you something. I looked around, and as I was looking around, there were some people even asking me, you know, can you help me? And I said, I don't have the wherewithal or the stuff to be able to help you with here. I don't have the information. But here's my number. I gave them an inner sight number. I told them, you know, they could give me a call. But you only could bring the horse to the water. You can't force them to drink. So that's where I was at. I had to, you know, just button my lips, not to say anything wrong about the nursing home, even though I felt horrible about it, and get myself out first. Then I, you know, I called the person and asked them how they're doing. Luckily, a family member stepped up. But that's not always. Family members can't.
Well, I think people should call our show and tell all about the nursing home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Call in.
That's right.
It'll
call
help
in
you get out of there.
That's right. It's not like it was even years ago. I went to the social worker in the middle of the night. They called her from her house, and I said, I want out of here. I can't take it anymore, is what I said. I needed physical therapy badly, but they cut the insurance company, cut the funding to the physical therapy for me to get physical therapy. I said, don't worry, I'll get it as an outpatient. That's what I said. You have to know what to say and how to say it. If you don't, boy.
Well, not everybody can do that.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
Why
now
people need help. That's why the system should be there to help them. That's why they should get rid of this stupid criteria crap.
Mm-hmm.
835 New York Inner Sight Nursing Home Show. If you want to call in, 213-816-1650. Anybody on the line?
Yeah, let me look. Hold on.
And talking tonight about the workers.
Okay, I got a problem. My screen went blank and I can't see what's on there. Yeah.
Well, dial back in.
Yeah, I will.
Maybe it'll come
on. All right. I'll call you in a bit. I mean, I'll come on.
Talking about the workers in the nursing homes.
Oh, Oh, I got it.
How,
I got it now. There's nobody.
How inner sight plan or idea, when it gets off the ground, would help all the nursing home workers to have a better workplace, a better job, and be able to show off their skills more. I got this idea from the nursing home magazine, Skilled Nursing. You know.
Hear what I told you about. I read it to you. Yeah, it was disgusting.
So,
finding is horrible. What they're trying to think of and what they're actually doing are two different things, you know?
Well, they're not able to perform.
No, 20 patients
in
one
an environment
person.
Like a nursing home.
Yeah, 20 to 1. You believe that? 20 to 1. It used to be 8
yeah,
years
and
ago.
Some people have, some places have 40 to 1.
Where'd you hear that one? That's crazy.
Somebody told me a while back.
Wow, 40
I'm
patients.
In charge of 40 people. You know?
Yeah, the one person. That's crazy. That's what we're talking
yeah.
about. We're telling you the ratio of people who need the help to the ratio of the helpers. And it's
sure.
terrible. 40 to 1 is ridiculous. That's disgusting. Just imagine.
It's dangerous.
Very dangerous. That's what happened
it's
to my
dangerous
mom. Dangerous
to the residents.
Yeah, she got an infection in the brain. That's what happened to her.
Not only that, how about the people who can easily fall out of bed?
There, they put
if nobody's
huge,
there.
Huge mattresses next to the bed so that if they fall on the mattress. Doesn't mean that they won't get hurt on the way down, but it's a lesser chance of it. But still, you could do that in the home. And lock the door in a certain way that they can't open it, you know? There are many things that you could do to avoid putting your family member in a nursing home. I'm going to make a statement about dementia now. Dementia is a tough, which is a good way of saying it. Dementia also, you know, comes in many different forms, which is like you have dementia that's Alzheimer's. You have dementia that's vascular dementia, and you have the main ones I'm telling you, and Lewy body, the worst one my mom had, the Lewy body. And that's the same one that Robin Williams was, you know, being told that he had, and he committed suicide because of it. So it's not an easy diagnosis to get, but it also is an easy, you know, way of just having people help you. Me, I have both my mom and my dad had dementia, and I'm just praying that it ain't coming in my direction, to be honest, you know?
Well, there's a lot more that can be done to prevent
mm-hmm.
that the medical profession doesn't recognize.
Yeah.
There's a lot
That's
more that can be done even after you get it that
right.
the medical profession doesn't recognize. And
well, you know
hold it. The problem, the way the problem is solved is if a person has that kind of dementia and they're going to be in their own mm-hmm. home, you obviously have to have somebody in there with them, live in.
That's right.
A qualified yep. person who knows what the hell
right.
they're doing.
And who knows the disease. Because my mother was getting hit
yeah.
in the nursing home because she raised her hands and the Lewy body dementia is very easily, you know, basically taken down. You're taken down a level and your own, you know, personality is starting to, you know, wither away while you're just, you know, sitting and not doing anything. My mom walked in there and was escorted out with a, you know, a pine box going to the funeral place. Crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Yeah, and they didn't do what they could to help her.
No, they didn't.
All they did
nope.
was drug her up.
That's true.
They didn't give her the brain formula that guys like Gary Knoll and Dr. Berg and Calliope would administer and recommend and try to minimize what was going on, did they? Did they do all that?
No. I could say that easily.
There it is.
Mm. No.
The things that can help that they don't recognize. Now, if you're in your own home, you know, and the agencies are raising money to help you, and you got the Volunteers for Freedom,
mm-hmm.
you got more of a chance of
That's
getting
true.
Treatment like that.
Yeah.
See the difference?
I know
There's
the difference.
Difference.
I lived it with them, even though I wasn't in there with them. I lived what was going on with them, sadly. No.
And that's a big reason why these nursing homes are dangerous,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you have people who are not ill like that mixed in with other people who can
that's
get
right.
violent toward them and in fact do,
yeah.
you know, and nothing is being done other than the drugging to stop that.
Well, I said to the person who hit her, what are you trying to put your mind into a person who has a disability in their mind? Don't do it. It's not worth you to go to jail for it. That's what I said. Because I was getting ready to call the police if she didn't stop.
You should have.
Not
get ready. You should have. Somebody hit your mother, saw her with a black eye. You should have pressed charges against all of them.
Yes. But I was trying to, you know, I was also getting shaken by my mom. She used to shake me, like, don't you understand type of shake, you know, and hold on to me. I had to stop her from doing that because it was making me further. I mean, she would shake me.
You should have dealt with that, and then you should have helped to protect her more by calling the cops.
But it didn't help anything. Really didn't. It made her situation worse when I mentioned it to the nursing coordinator at the nursing
home. Yeah, to hell with them. They're there for the nursing home, not you.
Yes,
or
but
her.
Then,
you should have called the cops and filed charges.
Yeah,
should have let them take a police report.
Yeah.
That's the first thing you do. I mean, at least you got that much protection, you know.
Yeah, I know.
And then a lawyer can work with that.
Yeah, I know.
You should have put it in the damn newspapers.
Oh, by that I would have done if I had the wherewithal to get it or to find where to put that. That'd be nice. I should do it now. It's a wrongful death now. Told me that she could have lived longer if she was taking care of it.
Oh, your phone's breaking up. It's all gobbled up.
Is that better?
All right, Inner Sight. Do we have any callers?
No. When I looked, let me look again. All right. Now we do. We also have one that's not familiar to me, and then we have Lily.
Oh, Louie's on the line.
Yeah.
All right. We're talking about nursing homes, caller, so if you want to comment on that, we'd appreciate it.
Yep.
Inner Sight Live. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good.
How are you?
I'm okay. I want to talk about these nursing homes. Mm-hmm. Point of order off the top. I listen to your show. I enjoy it.
Oh,
yesterday,
thank you.
You had some wise aleck call in. We were singing songs. What the hell was that all about?
Yeah, just some guy blowing off steam on open mic. When he got dirty, I kicked him off.
Yep. Yeah, we're singing Monster Mash. What is that? Monster Mash he was singing.
Yeah.
About horrible things, about cancer, about 9/11. I mean, who wants to listen to a song about 9/11? You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're gonna lose a lot of fans on that one.
And going on about politics and the Capitol. I don't want to listen to a kid song about the cat about January 6th. What is that?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I think you were too kind to him, and I think you should have been a little more honest that the guy didn't, or his father, whoever it was, didn't have much of a musical career.
I don't think there was a father. I think it was only the one guy doing the whole thing.
Yeah, it is. He doesn't have his father there. We know
well,
that.
Someone was playing a keyboard. Musically, the guy could play the keyboard, but the lyrics were garbage.
Yeah, well, I think that's what he wanted.
Yeah, he wanted
kind of a concept, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, open
well,
mic, you know, so we let him go, you know, to a certain
extent.
Yeah.
But the concept, you know, you do Monster Mash, it's a song for kids. You don't sing about cancer. You don't sing about, you know, FBI raids. It's ridiculous.
Right. I agree with you, Joe.
I agree with you.
Anyway, on to these nursing homes. Well, first of all, I do like your show, like I say. I actually wrote a song about your show. It goes, you're a real big douche, and you got a stupid show. You're an ass. You're a stupid ass. Now listen to my gas. It's coming out of my ass.
All right, get this guy out of here. Come on,
I
get
got,
out. Hey. We're the board.
I do.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Inner Sight.
Put back.
And a nursing home show where people should not have to go.
That's right.
All right. I'll write a song about that.
Yeah.
You know. 7:49. Make that 8:49. Inner Sight. And if you want to call in and make some sense about the nursing homes, 213-816-1650.
We have
the number here. Now tomorrow night is a surprise show, so we're not going to announce it. Friday night's the funnies. And we have a call from Louis the Lip.
Yeah, we do.
Unusual that he calls on Wednesday night, but we got a few minutes left.
Okay, here he comes.
Louis the Lip.
I can get the thing open. Here it is. Hey, Louis.
Hi, Suzanne.
How you doing?
Hey.
Hey. Instead of singing that Monster Mash 30 song, let me do it my way.
Here you go.
Yeah.
I was working in a lab one day, one night. My eyes be here in a feeling sight. In the monster creation of a cryptide, too, it seemed my man to my body said, it was a mash, it was a monster mash. In a flash, it is a monster mash. You get on in a flash, you get monster mash.
Thank you for that, Louis. That's the correct way to sing that song.
Yeah, forget about that. Forget about that guy who said that.
Yeah, right. I agree with you.
I agree with
what's that?
You.
What's that, balloon pop?
Sounds like a brain pop.
None of us will come on our show, so it's all right. He could say what he wants, but then when he gets vulgar, we just take him off. That's all. He's listening right now.
More like his brain pop.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now you see, even a guy like that, if he was in a nursing home, we would help him.
Yes, we would.
Sounds strange. It sounds like a whoopee cushion sound to it.
No, that was his mouth, I think. Well, there's another call know the number and who it is. So you have a choice, Frank, since you opened the show. Thank you.
No.
Hey, Frank, call that guy back. I want to ask him a question. I got to make it we can do it right. I can work it in the lab one day, one night, and all that stuff, you know?
Nah.
No, we don't want him on the show.
Pretty please.
I don't think it's a good idea.
Wait, cut him off?
Yeah, we threw him off.
Yeah, what's his name?
He could listen to our show, but he's not talking. I don't know the guy.
I don't know what
his
name is. I don't want to know.
Yeah.
I know Louis Rivera Jr.
Yeah, me too. Hey, Louis, you going to go out trick-or-treating?
That's for kids.
Yeah.
Come on, you're still a kid.
Big kid.
I'm a kid.
I'm a kid, too.
I like get Kit Kat or Snickers or Reese's or Tootsie Roll Pops or Tootsie Roll.
Or you eat all that, you'll float away.
Or Love Drops.
Love Drops.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Don't forget Friday night.
Yeah. Hey, Frank, no 30 socks on Halloween?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Friday night, Louis.
Yeah. Okay, remember I just saw him on Friday night, well, sure, it's Friday night, from 8 o'clock in the morning to 9 o'clock in the morning, so in the Intersight Follicks, get up at 6:30 in the morning and get that show on. We're going to have Joe and Hardy, Connie and Chrissy, as usual, and Pat Cooper with Gilda Wagner with a Rosetta.
8 to 9
Rosetta.
At night.
At no, a.m.
Yeah, right. You know what we'll do? We'll let you do the show a.m., Louis.
There you go.
No, I'm kidding. No, I'll stick with the p.m., not a.m.
Yeah.
You'll have to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I'm not going to do a show. Can I have a shot in the scream of a cam of Alpo, please?
No, you don't want Apple.
Right.
you don't want Apple.
Am I going inside show? Hey, in the studio, can I have a shot of a can of Alpo, please?
What do you want a can of Alpo, though?
I'm going to show the audience about Alpo dog food.
But don't advertise them. They got some food that's not the best inside their food, so.
If you eat that food, you'll have to start barking, Lou.
I gotta give it to Frank Perino's dog, Charabelle, who eats Alpo dog food.
No, she don't eat Alpo. I know what she eats.
I can make an Alpo casserole, give it to Charabelle.
Hey, make a casserole out of Alpo?
You gotta fry your ground beef on a skillet. Put a little bit of Alpo dog food in it. Mix it up. Put some cheese on it. Give Charabelle a doggy dish and they'll eat it.
She probably would.
She probably would. Yes. Like
all right, in a sight. Hey, Lou, we're going to go up the air. We'll catch you Friday.
Yeah, I'll call after 8:30. We got the Michenikin commie on a Friday. Yeah.
Don't forget
to call. Hey, I love you, Suzanne. I'll call you.
Okay, Lou. You take care.
Okay. You're the best. I love you.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Love you, too, okay?
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Our nursing home show, turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. Give the workers first choice for the jobs, helping people. people in their own home. Mm-hmm. Mandate the agencies to raise money to help with this. Create the Volunteers for Freedom, a private fund to reward people who donate, who want to donate time to help keep the person in their own home. Bring about a television show twice a year to raise money for that purpose. There's some of the ways it can happen. So sign our petition, change.org, and help us get this idea off the ground, because how many millions of young people are there who are disabled or being born who will be disabled?
Yeah.
Who have the threat of nursing homes hanging over their head. Why does the government allow that to happen? Is that what they think of us?
Right.
The government is supposed to protect people, those of us who are disabled, from going into nursing homes. If it did, there wouldn't be any stupid criteria. The only criteria would be that you're disabled.
That's it.
And you have the right to remain in your own home, and the resources are there to keep you there. That's how the government should protect us, by getting rid of these horrible places. We hear story after story about how horrible they are. All right, Inner Sight, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Thank you so much for listening. Inner Sight means freedom. 231-224-3090 is our phone number, 631. And it won't be long before nursing homes won't exist anymore. You wait and see. It's going to happen.
Yeah, it will happen.
All right. Goodbye, world. Good night, everybody. Inner Sight. Thank you.
Have fun.